he disclosed his eyes and went for gathering some flowers for worshipping Nilmadhav. He saw that one crow fell down from tree, immediately become 400.
In a pond.
He fell down from a tree in a pond, and he leave his body, and soul came out in a form four armed, just like the messenger of Narayan, and he went, one chariot came and went to Vaikuntha. The priest Vidyapati want to do so. At that time, one sky sound came, "Oh Vidyapati, don't do so. You have to do so many things." Then Vidyapati, not live his life, he came down from the tree. At the meantime, the father of the lady, that means father-in-law, came, and "What are you doing?" And he saw Jagannath, he saw Nilmadhav and do worship, and return again, tight his eyes. Then he told, Vidyapati told his wife, "I have to leave my country, I shall come again very soon." He went to the kingdom of Indradyumna, and he told, "Yes, I have searched everything," and he described the whole story, how he went there, how everything. Then King Indradyumna, with his ministry and soldiers, came here. In the meantime, the sands of sea cover whole Nilmadhav area. He could not find out the way, but somehow he thought that maybe this way. At that time, sky sound came. "Oh Indradyumna, you could not see me this form. You can return your kingdom. I will be manifest myself in four forms. So you can wait in the seashore. So when a big tongue will come, then you can manifest my, I will manifest myself from this tongue." He returned. When he returned, whole his own kingdom. So he went to the seashore and fasted there, and praying for Nilmadhav.
In that Nilmadhav form, I will be in four parts: Jagannath, Baldev, and Subhadra. You should go and wait, Balya. You should wait where you have made a temple and a very big trees. Yeah,
trunk
will come in sea, and you should take away on the land and four big grass will be made by that. Everything will be managed, you should go. When he came, descended from Vaikunth, he saw that everything has been changed. The world has been changed. So many hundreds of and less years had been passed. But that temple was somewhat there. A king has repaired it. So he began to quarrel with Indradyumna that this temple has been made by me. Indradyumna told me, "I have met Kakbhushandi was there." Kakbhushandi, you know?
Devotee of
Ram. In the shape of crow. He never dies. Brahma may die, but he does not die. They asked from them, him, and he told that, "Oh, this temple was made by
Indradyumna,
but something repair has been done by this king."
King alone.
Then that king became so anxious, and he returned from there, and Indra then controlled that temple. After some days, a train was floating on the waves of sea was seen. All tried to take it out, but it was so heavy that anyone cannot do. Then elephants were there. They began to take it, but never. There were some stems of chakra. Chakra, you know? Well, of Krishna or Narayan everywhere. And it was so red, very solid, more than iron. They could not take it out anyway, anyhow. So armies were given to take it. Elephants, they could not do. Then a sky sound came. Oh, bring your priest and the father-in-law of your priest. They can do. They came, they worshipped that trunk and prayed that you should come on this chariot yourself. And they touched, and immediately, wonderfully, it came on the chariot. Then they made fair Jai Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is a temple now. That place was like a hill. Nothing, only temple, but very weak. At that time, they called all the carpenters of the whole kingdom. They came, but they cannot do anything. Their weapons began to broke. Not a very little scratch was on that tree. One Brahmin, very old, but so beautiful. The hair and all these things were white. He told that I am a good carpenter, Brahmin. I can make the vigras very beautiful. King that didn't well, very pleased. Became glad, and he told that you can do. He told that make a fencing and covered it. Covered. Then he made a like a hall in tent, and door was closed. And he took his instruments, and Brahmin went inside with that trunk. That the condition was that you should not open the door within 21 days. After 21 days, I will finish my work, and you will see that so beautiful this vigraha will coming. So I closed the door from inside. After 10 days or some 14. Like 14 days. King was so, queen was so worried that this Brahman has not taken anything. He is fasting. And though he closed, perhaps he is dead. No sound, nothing was coming. He requested his husband that open the door and save that Brahman. She requested again and again. Then his husband, Indradyumna Maharaj, ordered that open the door anyhow and save this Brahmin. When they opened, the priest, who was the Brahmin, he smiled. What you did? Before time you have opened the door, I could not make in 4 deities, I made only ice something. I was going to make it. I was going to make hands. I was going to
legs
and all these things. But you have destroyed everything. Why you opened? King flat on the lotus feet of that Brahma. But he at once vanished from there. Where he gone, no one knew. Krishna himself came and doing like this. So, what we say today, we see Jagannath. Here is Jagannath.
Yes.
Only like in this form. No hands full, no legs, no all these things. Eyes like this. Only Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra and Chakshu Darshan were there. And then Brahma came. King requested him to do Pan Pratistha. Pan Pratistha, you know, giving life, installing. Brahma refused. No need of installing and giving life. He is alive. He has come. There is a special reason that Jagannath Baldev Subhadra has come here in this shape. So it should be installed in temple and worship. And Jagannath, then the same priest Vidyapati and his father-in-law, his name is Not. They came there and told that 15 days they will do all the sevas there. 9 days. Oh, 15 days that. Anasarka. And 9 days. In the control of Daita. Daita is called that family. Though they are out of Varnashram Dharma. You know, out of Varnashram Dharma. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Not that. Even low caste than Shudra. But yet, they prepare so many meals, Mahaprasadam, everything they do. The dynasty of Brahmin. Brahmin has two wives. One, he was married with the
Brahmin.
No, he was married with the that Shudra, Shovar. And another in the kingdom of Krishna, Indradyumna, Brahmin family, and she was Shudra family. So Shudra family, all they used to cook all these things, persons. And Brahmin family, they worship Jagannath. He asked benediction from Indradyumna. What do you want? Anything you want. He told that I want only benediction that in my dynasty should be finished. No son and daughters. Because they will come after me, they will quarrel. And they will make so many oppositions and so many bad things. They will think that we are the proprietor of Sri Jagannath. I don't want. Only it will be controlled by the priests, rules and regulation, and kings will be changed. The proprietor not but sevaks. So, anyhow, it came in the dynasty of Prataparudra Maharaj. And his father, name?
Idjana.
Bado Jana. Purushottam Jana. Purushottam Jana is the father of Prataparudra. They used to broom in front of Jagannath Dev himself with golden
broom
and with water, rose water and all water, being the king in very simple way. Even today these rules and regulations are there. Once the UP government, now Odisha government, told that what is the need of these kings to come here? They cancel that rules and regulations, and no brooming, nothing, but they wanted to make this charitable festival. But Jagannath was not ready to even to
come
to the chariot. Whole day, one night, 2-3 days went on, but he could not.
Take out Jagannath
on the chariot. After that they went there and in the king they prayed and requested king, oh, you should come. Then he came and broom and he prayed, then he at once entered. So wonderful things there.
How many years ago was
this? Not so many, just 3 or 4 years before. So I will tell all these stories tomorrow. Today is the day of
Gundicha
Mandir. I will tell something more interesting, wonderful things. If I was in Vrindavan, I would have gone with so many devotees to see all these things. The pandas and all have requested me to come for this year. I was in what month? No, I was there. I have gone there in the month of November, perhaps December. I have gone there. They requested me, so all the those were so high rank serving Jagannath, they requested me that you should surely come. But I have come here to teach Jagannath Baldev Subhadra here in the house of
Jairam
Prabhu. He is Indradyumna Maharaj. And his wife is
Gundicha
Devi. I will tell tomorrow. I will tell tomorrow all this history. Now you should chant, you should sing Kirtan, and after Arati, Tulsi Parikrama, and then tomorrow we will. In morning at about 10 and half to within 12, Kirtan will also be done. Hari Haraye Nama Krishna Jadavaya Nama Anay. No, don't. And after that, Arati. Arati pots should be bring. Where? Next thing.